We have a full program this noon and a very special celebration of our 30 years together as a society, so this will be very abbreviated. We had a full discussion of the issues before the society at the membership meeting this morning and at a long Board of Trustees meeting yesterday. Let me just say that the national meeting in 1995 will be in Philadelphia at the Sheraton Society Hill, April 28th to the 30th. Of course, you'll get notice of this, but in case you want to do some advanced planning. There will also be a regional meeting in September or October, probably in Charleston, South Carolina. When the hotels are explored, we will be getting back to you on a final date. The meeting will use as a point of departure the work of our late President M.E. Bradford and the program chairman is Forrest McDonald, and he is soliciting suggestions for participants and topics for the program. The Philadelphia Society has had a very good year financially, I guess its best year financially, and the program momentum is very strong. Our regional meeting in Dearborn was the best attended in our history, and the celebration of Dr. Kirk's work produced remarkable level of papers, some of which are now in publication. We're off to a good start at this meeting. There's some good momentum, and we have elected this morning a slate of officers that is fully intends to keep this momentum up. For president, we elected Leonard Liggio, first vice president, Dwight Murphy, second vice president, David Somerville, treasurer, David Sturr, assistant secretary, Dan Hales, and surprise, Don Lipset has been elected to a 30th term as secretary of the Philadelphia Society. New trustees, which will join the board at the next meeting, are Jim Evans, Jim McClellan, Barbara Vanderheit, Jeff Gaynor, and Ron Robinson. Please join me in wishing well the new officers.